While the drinks are being served, you have the pleasure, and you fill in your evaluation forms, you have the pleasure of listening to me for 2 minutes. I want to make one or two observations on the day. We've had three very varied presentations. It's a shame that Mr. Doran is no longer here, although we were very pleased he was able to come, given the transitions taking place at the HFEA. It was very game of him, I think, to participate in an area which obviously is not his own special field. But to make one or two observations, issues which have been emerging. A comment first about the governance question, which I find intriguing, and I particularly enjoyed the presentation that made much reference to it. Because I think, ironically, one of the things we see, particularly if you take a medical, sort of biomedical way into this conversation, is that we're seeing something of an alternative emerging to what was the professional frame of reference for many of the questions, which then became, with the thinning of the professional context for medical decision-making and principle and accountability, increasingly became essentially governmental licensure regulatory questions, partly with the development of course, new technologies, partly also, though, with the steady diminution of the significance of the professional frame of reference for medicine. And in a sense, we saw the decline with and some of you will know the work of Elliot Friedson and other scholars about the decline of this very distinctive professional idea of medicine. In a sense, we've seen the decline, if you like, of the kind of a governance model, which was not simply a governmental model. And we're seeing now its replacement in this much more complex situation by an open-ended and uncertain, but I think exceedingly interesting approach to governance, which plainly goes well beyond regulatory approaches. And in fact, some of us are involved in a particular project, which is another agenda, which seeks to bring together corporate leaders, particularly people in risk management and in reinsurance and in the capital markets, who have very long-term frames of reference for their decision-making, with essentially civil society approaches to governance in these technologies because of many of the common interests which emerge. So I think this is a fascinating field of discussion. We have, of course, had the HFEA as our own sort of local government governance enterprise in scrutiny, as tends to be the case. And, of course, as our visitors have been made particularly aware this afternoon, this is an interesting day because after almost two decades of stasis, we now have the prospect of pretty fundamental changes in the UK's approach to governance in the particular areas which are related to embryology. And in that context, I want to encourage, we've been looking in these three symposia at issues of comparative approaches to regulation, to governance, to administration. And the value in the context of this coming period of debate within the United Kingdom of introducing increasing awareness of comparative approaches to the governance of these technologies. I think those who've been with us for these three symposia are much more aware than most people are out there, even the experts out there and the experts in Parliament, of the diversity of approaches being taken within the European and the broader international community. And I'm certainly hopeful personally that Parliament will become much more aware of the significance, for example, of the international instruments, of the European Convention, of the United Nations UNESCO Universal Declaration on Bioethics, as well as of the comparative regimes in comparable jurisdictions. Third comment would be difficulty, and this again relates particularly to the HFEA, of ensuring that there is, as of course Mr. Doran was saying, an element of trust, an adequate element of trust in the kind of models which emerge for governance, whether they are top-down, bottom-up, networked, or some combination of the three, insofar as they are influenced or determined by government. And of course, a particular difficulty with the HFEA has been its dual role as essentially a regulator, which is a somewhat low-level function, and the high-level function of continuing to advise ministers and to handle issues which, of course, somewhat controversially have gone beyond the original expectations of the regulatory regime. and that how that issue is resolved may be very significant for the way in which the UK is able to govern these technologies. But finally, a comment, as I see the wine is now out, finally a comment that the there are also about 100 glasses off it there for reasons that I don't quite understand. So God has given us two hands, you know, we have a task ahead of us. Finally, an observation that the questions being raised by these emerging technologies, of course, go way beyond the questions raised by embryology a generation ago. And in a sense, we're dealing here very much with 20th century technology and its implications. This is one reason we're very pleased to have Dr. Now present a very different set of questions, which are related but are distinct. In relation to the way in which we understand and engage in the treatment of those with dementia. But we now have technologies, a convergence of technologies, nanotechnology, principally nanoscale convergence of technologies, raising very different kinds of questions, which are much more engineering-type questions, using an engineering paradigm than the biological paradigm which has been evident within the context of biomedicine. And therefore, whatever new structures are put into place, top-down, bottom-up, networked combinations of the three, not least put in place by HMG in the context of the current parliamentary session, are going to need to be adequate to face questions raised by technologies which nobody really had in mind back at the time when Mrs. Warnock, Dame Mary Baroness Warnock, as she rapidly became, produced her epochal report. So we thank our presenters, the two present and the one absent, very warmly. Thank you for your attendance, and we'll continue now for some little time to warm ourselves up from the inside and share some wine together. Thank you.